This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning company that was on my show back in October. We're talking about no other than U.S. Lighting Group, Inc. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol USLG. And with us today is the marketing and director of sales, Sean Selinsky. And then also with us is the director of marketing is Patricia Sal-Lasiak. And welcome, both of you. Good to have you back on the show.
Thanks. We're glad to be back.
Thank you, Everett.
Sean, we'll start with you first. U.S. Lighting Group 2020 had a very successful year results. Investors' money purchased new Europlaster equipment, especially in the Tektronix. Tell us a little bit about your back order and that division and the backlog and the orders going forward.
Absolutely. Well, we had a record year in 2020. We had a growth of nearly about 44% in gross sales out the door. And what happened was, it'd been a rough year as it was, unfortunately with COVID and supply chains, we're definitely hampered across the board in all industries, electronics no different, is towards the end of the year, probably into that start of that fourth quarter, through the help of investors' money, we were able to purchase some new state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, which in our industry is vital to the life and growth of the company. Now, for example, with the new equipment, we actually were able to produce 38% of what we put out the door within that last quarter of 2020. And with the investors' money, what we did purchase was, first, we need to get a new speed printer, which is a unit that places a solder paste on a bare circuit board. That's how electronic components, as you can see, things get smaller and smaller and smaller, just like in an electronic, like any type of thing, but electronics components get smaller. And so you need a machine that is more accurate and also has comes loaded with a barcode labeling capabilities, which allows us to even take a deeper focus into the quality and control processes that we have in place. Now, once the circuit board may move off of a screen printer, it goes to a pick-and-place machine. Some people refer to it as a surface mount machine. It's a component complacement system. And we got one called the Europlacer, which is absolutely state-of-the-art. It's a fully automated, multifunctional robotic system for high-speed placement of precision electronics. When this thing is going at full tilt, it's doing 30,000 electronic components per hour, which increases our production by threefold. Now, what's also built into this machine is not only are we increasing our speed and our volume, the number one core is always going to be quality. And also built in this machine, they do have component testing so that when a new component is, before it's even put onto a circuit board, the machine can actually make sure that this component is going to perform as the task that it is. So starting to be able to even control more at the front of the line to speed up our production output is really where everything's going to start at for us. Since we do 99% of our manufacturing in-house, to have the best equipment out there is nothing but gravy for us. And we're in an industry where people are knocking on our door every day looking for new development, wanting to place more orders. In fact, we had a record year coming off of 2020. Sitting in this year alone, we just finished the first quarter, and we're already up compared to where we were last year at this time. But we're also sitting on $1.14 million worth of back orders, and we just got into May. So we have quite a year we're looking forward to, and it really comes down to the help of the investors, because there is additional equipment that is out there that will help us increase what we can put out the door. And with our industry, we've got fantastic people that follow us. Every day we've got new customers contacting us to build them different products. They understand that in Teletronics, And Teletronics not only does engineering design in-house, but we also do manufacturing in-house. So sometimes we have a little bit of a built-in audience even within our own industry. So things are looking up and up for Teletronics. We're looking for another solid year, another record year for us.
Patricia, last time the CEO was on the line with us, and I believe in October, was talking about the ramp up of RVs. It looks like you guys are entering in the RV manufacturing market. Can you tell us a little bit more about that space?
Yes. At the end of 2020, the U.S. Lighting Group actually formed a new company called Cortez Campers, and they are manufacturing fully equipped campers made out of molded fiberglass. And what we've noticed is there's a substantial growth potential for the U.S. Lighting Group based on market research that was performed showing that the global recreational vehicle market will reach $77 billion by the year 2026, which is really phenomenal. The Cortez Campers plans on manufacturing both single and double axle RVs ranging in size from 14 feet to 35 feet. Plus, wow. They will also manufacture, it's the whole range or gamut of the sizes of the Cortez campers will meet the needs of the RV industry, as well as truck campers, teardrop campers, and eventually they plan on getting into manufacturing Class A motorhomes. So the plan is to have the first 17-foot RV travel trailer completed in about 30 days. They will have the first teardrop camper completed about the same time, and they're working on both of these models concurrently so that they can go into full production with them.
And it's just amazing how the RV space has contracted and expanded so big here in the last 10 years. It looks like everybody and their brother is getting, either buying one or getting into that space for one way or another.
Yes, and I think COVID had a lot to do with that because people want to be out and about, but some of the regulations of COVID have not permitted that. So by being able to have a home that they can go to either on the weekends or travel with, that makes it a lot easier. Also, what we've noticed is we've been receiving a sizable interest from consumers who want to buy the 17-foot and the 14-foot as well. The smaller camper seems to be of interest right now, and people who want to become dealers. And the becoming a dealer is really the business model that Cortez Campers is using to sell the RVs. Inquiries are coming in from practically every state in the U.S., and everyone seems to really like the technology being used, which is the biaxial fiberglass and carbon fiber. So, in fact, we're going to be the first company, actually, to vacuum-infuse fiberglass to build a two-piece monolithic joint structure for the 17-foot travel trailer, and that's really state-of-the-art technology. This was just completed last week. We've had some prospective dealers actually come through looking at our manufacturing facility for Cortez Campers, and they have said that this is a game-changer for the RV industry.
Speaking of game changers, this is really going to really hit your bottom line with revenues, probably explode your spreadsheet there on bringing numbers to the bottom line, yes?
Yes, definitely. Another thing, too, that they're planning this year is, as part of the 2021 strategic plan was, to grow the company. And so what they also did was they formed another company called FusionX Marine, LLC, and added it to the U.S. Lighting Group's portfolio, and that happened in March. And the reason why is because Paul Spivak has over 15 years of experience with manufacturing with fiberglass and in the boat industry. So FusionX Marine is going to manufacture personal watercraft and powerboats for the recreational boating industry, as well as he's got a 15-foot mini boat planned that they've manufactured before, and a 27-foot power boat. And the 15-foot mini speedboat is competing with the jet ski market. And the nice thing about that is you don't have to get underwater. So a lot of people who aren't really able to utilize jet skis will be able to have fun with the mini speedboat. The other thing that they have is the 27-foot power boat, and it'll outperform any other boat in its class. So the ideas of both the mini speed boat and the power boat are really going to take to the market quite well. Fusion X Marine is really selling the boat rental franchises, and they're looking for individuals who are interested in owning their own business and becoming an area developer here in the U.S. and internationally. And when Paul had his business before, they sold hundreds of boats into Europe and the Middle East, into the Mediterranean, into that area. So we know that this is a successful business model.
Sure, but when do you think, Patricia, these revenues will actually fall on the balance sheet? Correct me if I'm wrong. I think in 2020, you guys finish up with around revenues around $4 million.
Yeah, I think that Paul said that they are looking at maybe doubling that amount by the end of 2021.
We got about 45 seconds left. Let me ask you this, and let me get to my last question. Do you have any other new business ventures on the horizon?
Yes. They've started what's called Future Houses, Futuro Houses, and they are going to be made out of molded fiberglass as well. And the unique thing about all of these companies is the fact that they're using the biaxial fiberglass as part of the materials for manufacturing. And also, too, with this new business ventures, they're going to be able to develop this for three different types of homes you're looking at right now. One of them is a spaceship style, like a UFO. Another one is more of the traditional cabins. And then also there may be some fairy tale type homes that get developed eventually. So there's some interesting projects coming along with this new business venture that they're looking at. And again, there's still stock to be bought at 15 cents. So anybody who's interested in that, we would gladly accept. And I don't know, is there anything else?
Sean, you have anything else, sir?
No, actually, I just want to thank you for your time. Thank you for allowing us to talk about Teletronics, all of you with Lighting Group as a whole, and we appreciate your time today, Everett.
I want to thank Patricia and Sean for coming on the show today. If you're looking to get into a manufacturing bottom floor of a company that's going to be growing substantially, take a look at U.S. Lighting Group, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol USLG. Stock trading around 28 cents a share. I want to thank both of you for coming on the show. Hopefully you become a regular here and come back in 40 to 60 days.
Sounds great. And thank you so much.
Cheers.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.